fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. Looks like the rain has temporarily let up. I actually see a little bit of the sun breaking out, the sky kind of clearing up a bit. I did go to the Eversource outage map online, and it did say that there's about 683 customers currently without power in Fairhaven due to equipment damage, and the estimated time of restoration is today at 8 a.m. So if you're listening and you don't have a smartphone to be able to go online and find that information, there you go. But if you do have a smartphone, the easiest thing to do is to, you know, go to Eversource, report it, check the outage map there. They're usually very good about having this information up there pretty quickly. And actually, I know people like to dump on Eversource because, hey, when power goes out, you want to have power, right? But they do a really great job of trying to get stuff restored as quickly as they can. Especially since that storm we had, what was it, 2015, that blizzard, where people were without power for a couple of weeks, including myself. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have an appointment today. I have a few minutes. I'm going to spend it on your phone. This message is going to Shawnee. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah. She calls other shows, but she won't call you back, yeah, because she said something nasty. You didn't like it. You hung up on her. But she's a big baby. She won't call back. But she calls Brian Thomas. She calls Ken Pittman. She even calls Chris. Okay, on Saturday, she talked about me. She called up. She got upset because I said some kind of things to Brian. Too bad. And, you know, Shawnee, I never once ever said anything bad or negative about you on the radio. I tried to befriend you. I said I would buy you a cup of coffee, even though we were on opposite sides. But you can't do that. You call up Ken Pittman and you say things like, oh, that's why I don't have coffee with Mary, because we'll just be arguing. So what? What's arguing? You're going to die fighting for your party? I never said nothing bad about you, and I would still buy you a cup of coffee. But you're not that kind of person. You're not like that. No, you know, and then that causes Brian Thomas to say back to her, well, when I see Mary again in Stop and Shop, I'm going to get into it with her. Brian ain't going to say nothing to me because I don't give him a chance. Okay? He's going to be quiet while I ramble on and on and on, and that's what he did the last time. Whatever he says, I barely hear him, okay? Never talk about you, Shawnee. What are you doing? You're calling Ken Pittman. You're calling Brian Thomas. Continue to do that. You're one big baby. That's the difference between you and me. Okay? Just because you said something bad on Mr. Weisberg's show and he hung up on you because you deserved that, you can't call back the next day like I do. That's admitting how wrong you were. One big baby. You have a good day, okay? You have a good day, Shawnee, because I still do not hate you at all. If I ever met you, I would still pay for your coffee. That's the difference between you and me. Thank you for the call today and giving me the time to call Mr. Weisberg.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. I don't like when callers call up and, you know, go after each other. We don't normally support that. But Mary didn't get a chance to defend herself there, so we'll let that go. And I do hope that they can sit down and have a cup of coffee because I think they would have a nice conversation. I don't think they would have to fight about things. Mary and I fight about things all the time on the radio. But if you read our online conversations, they have nothing to do with anything we talk about on the air. Always very nice, pleasant conversations. So I think if Shauneen wants to sit down with Mary and have a cup of coffee, they would get along just fine. And yeah, Shauneen is welcome to call back. I never told her she couldn't. She's mad at me because I hung up on her because she said something inappropriate on the radio. I didn't hang up on you because I don't like you. I hung up on you because that's the rule. If somebody says something inappropriate, you have to hang up on them. And I usually give people a lot of leeway on that. I usually say to them, you can't say that. And let them continue on with their call. But when I said that to her, she said it again. She was incredulous that I told her she couldn't say it, and then she said it again. And now that's just intentional. So I couldn't let her stay on the air after that. Theoretically, if you come on the radio and you say something you're not supposed to say, I'm supposed to hang up on you right away. But I usually give people the benefit of the doubt because it's accidental. You know, that's the way they might talk in person. And they didn't realize that they kind of forgot they were on the radio and it slipped out. I have a little button that allows me to dump that out and erase it so that it doesn't actually go out over the air. So you, the listener, will just hear a little space. Unless you're on the stream. But the idea is there's certain things that are inappropriate for broadcast, and I'm the one that gets in trouble if it goes out over the air. Because I have that little button. If I didn't use it, I'd get in trouble. So don't take it personally if I have to hang up on you. But in that particular case, she did it a second time intentionally. But there's no reason why you can't call it. Just be careful what you say. That's all. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Safiolis.
How you doing?
Good. I was calling to talk about the chief, but I'm just going to... You let Mary really, really speak her mind. I just hope... This is to Mary. I just hope you know what she said on the radio. And if you don't know, get a hold of me. I'll tell you what she said. But let's get back to the chief of police. Okay? We're talking about... And this happened over your radio, on your program. You made it, see if I'm wrong, it's about 2 weeks ago. You were trying to get the chief to come on your program, like the mayor does and all the other politicians. You know, question, do you remember the answer he gave you?
Yeah, it wasn't 2 weeks ago that I asked him. It was 2 weeks ago I was talking about it, but that happened in a meeting that we had when I first started hosting the 9 a.m. show a couple of years ago. So the conversation itself was a couple of years old, but you know, just for clarification. But yeah, he told me that he's not somebody that likes to be out there in the media. He's not comfortable with that.
Then he shouldn't be chief of police. That's his job. That's his job out there, to talk to the public. Okay, that's why you're having all the problems with the police department. A lot of people don't like
it. There's a difference. I'll say this. There's a difference between, you know, speaking to the public and coming on the radio. I can understand if somebody doesn't want to come on the radio, but he should still, you know, stand before a podium and answer questions from reporters.
Well, but see, Tim, as I remember it, as I remember what you said was that he told you that he's not a public speaker. That's what I got out of it. And it's on your program, on a tape, so... But the thing is,
it's not the gotcha that you think it is there, Gilly. So it's a matter of he's not comfortable in this type of a forum. And okay, if you're not comfortable, you know, standing up at a podium and asking questions, I agree with you. Too bad. Absolutely too bad. Like that's part of the job. That should be something that you're doing. I agree with you in that respect. But when it comes to, you know, coming on the radio, I understand if somebody doesn't want to do that.
Well, in my opinion, that's me thinking. Okay, out of the box. I just think he's afraid to come on a program because he doesn't get the permission from the mayor.
Okay? Well, that could be true.
And he's not going to have the mayor by his side. Like, this is like, you know, when you don't know the answers, you usually have somebody speak for you. And the way I look at it is, he's like a puppet with a man's hand up his keister, and he's talking for him. But he's the number one police officer in the city. Okay? Now, a lot of things had happened with this chief. Okay? You're trying to tell me that, how can I put this without, he was a witness to one of my cases. Okay? He was a witness.
We're not going to rehash this again, Gil.
No, we're not going to rehash it. I just want to say one thing. Okay? We're not going to rehash it, but it happened. He's, in the police report, you know, when Shane Harris, the police officer that wrote the report, he says he explained it to Mr. Saffio, a simple assault is not a arrestable offense unless witnessed by an officer. It was witnessed by the chief of police, and they threw my case out of court without giving me a hearing. Why did that happen? Because everybody's being controlled. That's why you don't have police officers jumping ship and going to other places. So, you know, when Chris McCarthy says there's more detectives in Fairhaven than New Bedford, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Okay. Now, they got less because they're fed up with the chief. Nobody's calling up and defending him. That's ridiculous to have the chief of police not doing his job.
Well, he would argue his job is to just lead the department in solving crimes, and they do that. They do find the parties responsible.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but when you're on tape as a witness, don't you think that the court should at least call the chief of police and say, what happened? It's on tape. Everybody's seen the tape. He's the chief of police, and Shane knows the law better than he does. Because that's what he put in that report. I explained to Mr. Saffios.
All right, I'm just going to hold you on that because I don't want you to go too far down that road because I don't want it to come across to people as, you know, you're just, you've got a personal issue with the chief. I don't want your point to be lost in
Tim,
that.
Tim, I understand what you're saying. I don't have a problem. I do have a problem with the chief. I get a problem with all the city officials and the courts for not representing the common folk out there, but they take care of their own. When you got Scott Lang representing Naomi Carney for the lawsuit for age discrimination, where she told Carol Pimentel, we're looking for somebody younger. Don't you think that's contradicting herself? And Scott Lang is going to represent her? It's amazing. She wants to sue for $600. Where did Brian Gomes' record go? That's why I'm upset, because the chosen few are being protected, and people that need their help don't get it, like the common folk out there. So don't say that I got a problem. Yeah, I do have a problem.
No, I don't want people to think that.
Huh?
I don't want people to come across as thinking that that's what it's all about.
No, it's not all about, but it's the big reason why we have police officers jumping bail. They don't want to work for this guy. You know, it's funny. Just look at the both. When they hired Cordero and they hired him, you had Batman and Robin living out of the city. They lived in Dartmouth. That's when you had to be living in New Bedford to be in that position. But they made a decision to let Batman and Robin and look at them.
All right, I'm going to hold you there because I got other callers to get to.
Thank you.
You have a good day. And let's go to this line here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
What's going on, Lamone?
Just living and loving. So, you know, Famous Amos died this week.
Yes.
You know, the cookies. And so now finally people could be able to talk about without being afraid of retribution coming to them. The architect and the person that architected the murder of the Benoit family, Kevin Sullivan, died. He was one that architected, he planned the whole murder and stuff of that, of his family.
Well, I mean, there's no proof of that.
There's proof's going to come out. I know about it when it happened, I knew about it like not even like the day before. It was like Sunday. I knew exactly what happened about a Sunday before it went public that he was even dead. And seeing that's something that people, you know, I knew that from people on the inside. They come say, "Hey, Lamone, no." I said, "Yeah, I know." So it's good. So people were afraid of his retribution, so they didn't say anything about it publicly or anything. So watch your fear start coming out now, and that'll make something make it all one thing crazy. All right. So you know, like that Sonya Massey, the chick that got that shot in the face by the cop in her house, and well, you know that her great grandfather was hung from a tree in Mississippi. They talked about it. You know that song that. Low hanging fruits. You know that you've heard the song.
I don't think I've heard the song. No.
Okay, it's a deep song. It's really deep. But they talk about him as one of the people that were hung from trees and stuff like that. You know, being a black person and lynched, and so and then days before she was killed, her nephew was like 4 or 7 years old was killed also. The cops did that, you know, so that was just days beforehand, but not even a week prior to. And see, that's, you know, you don't hear about them talking about that, though, do you?
No.
That's because what was on camera, you know, was videotaped by the other officer's body cam. And it's like, and she saw the evil and come to him, how his face changed. And she says, about casting water on holy water on to get the demon out of the house, and he said I'll shoot you in your face. He said that before she even saw that. Said that then she saw that happen, and that's what she was talking about. And see, people think it's all like you know hokey pokey. You think like hokey, you know, whatever. They think it's all a bunch of poppycock. They hear about people talking about the possession and things like that, or the devil made me do it and things like that. That stuff is real. Now, I can't say that, you know, the devil made people do all this kind of things. There's things that people do on their own. But I tell you one thing, the places that most people will find demonic problems is like after like mental hospitals or they're in prison where they have nowhere else left to go, nowhere lower to go. And they're often attacked. That's why you hear about people losing their minds when they go into solitary confinement, because they're attacked by demons in there. And I said, a lot of people don't realize that. That's some real crap that's going on. And that stuff is real. And people think it's all, you know, they don't have faith. That's what it is. Everybody's losing their faith. You know, you can't pray. You can't pray at school, let alone, you know, that. What's up with that? We could take prayer out of school and things. What's up?
Well, people can pray in schools. They just can't have required prayer. They can't have guided prayer. It has to be something that the student does on their own, because they can't force a belief on other students that don't believe. So there might be some students that don't want to pray.
Yeah, I can see that. If like people that don't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Why are you going to be people pledging to the flag? That's something that the God says. Do not bow down to graven images. That's one of the Ten Commandments. How are you going to pray to give homage to a flag? Like I said, but it's like that you shouldn't be doing that. Let alone let people pray to a crucifix. It's not the point of the crucifix you're praying to, which is a graven image, but it's the point of the reason that's behind the crucifix. You know, just like the people that died protecting our country. With the flag, like I said, you know, you don't bow down to things like that, you know, and that's something that's got lost in the wash, you know. That's something that people that have just a lot of people still have that intellect or that willing to know.
That's true. I gotta hold you there, Lamone. I gotta take a break.
I want to send you a video. It's funny as cat crap. How can I send you a video? Because it's like it's funny as. But you need to watch the third kid. His face says it all.
You should be able to just email it to me, tim@wbsm.com.
Okay, Tim. All right. Maybe I could do that. I'll try. Maybe I could do it. If I could send it to you from my phone, I could do that like that. I guess to Tim, WBSM. I don't want to send this to the wrong address. With WBSM, is that what it is?
Yep, tim@wbsm.com.
Okay, Mr. Weisberg. No spooky this weekend?
Nope, I'll be in Michigan this weekend.
Oh, hell's bells. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yep, final Michigan Paracon. So I got to hold you there, though. I got to take this break before the news. You have
going
a good day.
You going to 8 Mile?
No, I have a stop in Detroit to get my next flight, but I don't think I'll be going 8 Mile.
You're so close to me, so far away. Yeah. So.
All right. Okay. You have a good day.
I sent her to Sketty too, and she calls in asking to tell you about what I sent her. She thought it was funny.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
God bless
everybody up in New Bedford area. Play on, player. Play on.
All right. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. We'll take more of your calls coming up at 508-996-0500, as well as your app chats and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The Democratic National Convention is here. Biden expected to take the stage. Hurricane Ernesto wreaking havoc on the East Coast. And would you pay $500,000 for a hat? Someone did.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The 2024 Democratic National Convention kicks off today in Chicago. Perry Williams reports.
Mayor Brandon Johnson says this is an exciting time for the city.
The city of Chicago will be at the forefront as we launch this world into a new historic future with electing Vice President Harris and a former social studies teacher, Governor Walz.
President Biden will take the convention stage tonight at the United Center to make the case for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. Security will be extremely tight, with close to 50,000 people expected to visit Chicago for the 4-day convention. I'm Perry Williams.
Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz traveled through western Pennsylvania ahead of the convention. Meanwhile, former President Trump and vice presidential hopeful Senator J.D. Vance both expected to hold separate events today in Pennsylvania. America's top diplomat is in the Middle East to push for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Mark Mayfield with the details.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to meet with Israel's prime minister and other senior officials. A State Department spokesman says Blinken will underscore the critical need for all parties to avoid any actions that could undermine the ability to finalize an agreement. This is the top U.S. diplomat's 10th trip to the region since the war began last October. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Police are investigating a deadly mass shooting in Baltimore. Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Morley spoke to the media.
We have 8 confirmed victims. One individual was pronounced deceased, 36-year-old male. Preliminarily, the victims range in age from 22 to 45. The victims range in condition from critical to stable.
The shooting happened around 8 p.m. Sunday night. Worley said officers found multiple firearms at the scene. Police have not determined what led to the shootings or who is responsible. This as 5 people were shot in Boston's Franklin Park on Sunday night, all expected to survive, police looking for a suspect. Over 17,000 AT&T workers across the Southeast are on strike after accusing company management of unfair labor practices during recent contract negotiations. A statement released by the Communications Workers of America, the union repping the striking employees, said AT&T did not bargain in good faith and sent negotiators who didn't have authority to make decisions. Ernesto, once again a hurricane as it churns toward Canada. The National Hurricane Center says Ernesto is creating life-threatening surf and rip current conditions that will last for the next few days. The warnings stretch from Florida to Maine. Your full forecast is coming up. Gen Z blaming social media for mental health issues they experience. That's according to a Talker Research survey of 2,000 Gen Z social media users. They say TikTok and Instagram are the main culprits, followed by Facebook. Those who were surveyed spend between 5 and 6 hours on social media each day.
Fortune and glory, kid. Fortune and glory.
The hat worn by Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom has sold for over $600,000 at auction. The brown felt fedora, specifically made for the 1984 film, sold for $630,000 in Los Angeles last week. The auction house said the hat was also used during additional photography at producer George Lucas's visual effect facilities and was worn by Ford's stunt double, who died last year.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Baltimore Orioles 4-2, splitting their series. Next up, a three-game set with the Houston Astros Sox in Texas for the first game tonight. And the New England Patriots getting ready to head to Washington next weekend. Their final preseason game with the Commanders is on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Patchy fog to start the work week with temperatures around 70 and humidity in place. Mid-70s this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms will continue as we enter into the overnight hours. Fog will develop once again into tomorrow first thing in the morning. Clearing as the day progresses tomorrow with partial sunshine, low 70s. Sunny and low 70s on Wednesday. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. You know, for those of you who are Indiana Jones fans, and you want to have something Indiana Jones, of course, you probably can't afford a $600,000 hat. Although I have an Indiana Jones fedora that I got at Cracker Barrel. I think it cost $30. Obviously, it's not the movie-worn hat, and this one's leather, not felt. But comes in handy on a rainy day. I shouldn't say it's leather. It's pleather. It's not real leather. It was $30. But if you are interested in having some Indiana Jones collectibles, I went to Ollie's the other day. I went on Saturday, and they had some Indiana Jones action figures in the toy section. Now, they didn't have the small Indy. They had the small short round, the small Sala, and Henry Jones, Indy's dad. They had those. But then they had a larger figure of Indy. And the character, the female character from the last movie, whose name I can't remember. So there's, you know, a little something there at Ollie's if you're an Indiana Jones fan. So that was my second time being in Ollie's. I went one time a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was last week. I don't remember when it was. You know, week before last. But I went and I walked around the first time and just kind of got the layout. Didn't really look at all the items. I just kind of walked in to see what it was all about because I was in the area. But on Saturday, I spent probably about, you know, a good 45 minutes in there walking around, looking at all the different stuff and seeing what was there. I ended up just buying one book. But now I know, you know, what's there if I'm looking for something. And I know the items change, but I got a rough idea of what it is that they'll be carrying there. So maybe it's for you, maybe it's not for you, but definitely worth checking out at least once for sure. I still think New Bedford could use a Bin Star. But I think that also, as Bin Star is looking to expand, I would think the South Coast is a given, whether it's here or Fall River. And I think that Fall River might be a smarter option for them just because they buy a lot of their stuff from Amazon. And there's already an Amazon in Fall River. But still, if it's New Bedford, if it's Fall River, I'd love to see a Bin Star come down here. Obviously, I prefer it's New Bedford. But I think some of you would like shopping there if you've never been. But it's, again, it's not like it's a place you go to because you're looking for something. It's a place you go to see what they have.
That's the place where they buy overstocks and returns and all that, and they just put it in the bins, and then it's one price every day. And it's a different price each day. App chat, open line voicemails, and the WBSM app. Crazy story out of Boston. Those who were on board a flight early yesterday morning from Logan to Dublin, Ireland, were forced to return to the airport. Not long after the plane took off, there was an unruly passenger, and Delta Airlines required assistance from troopers, state troopers, when the plane returned to the airport because there was a passenger, an unruly passenger on the plane who had urinated on another passenger. So they boarded the plane and arrested the suspect, 40-year-old Gosder Shirillis of Wakefield. Police say Shirillis became irate and uncooperative as troopers verbally ordered him to leave the plane. They eventually escorted him from the aircraft to the jet bridge where he was placed into custody. He's a former Boston College football player who was drafted in the 8th round of the NFL draft in 2008 and retired in 2017 after playing for the Detroit Lions, Indianapolis Colts, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he's charged with disorderly conduct and disturbing a flight crew. I mean, first of all, how are you unruly enough on a plane to actually urinate on another passenger? That alone is hard to believe behavior. But the thing that I can't believe is shortly after taking off, how did you have enough in you to pee on another passenger? Didn't you go before you got on the plane? I mean, maybe you brought a bottle of water with them, but they're not serving anything yet. Early morning, maybe he had a cup of coffee he brought with him. That's always, like when I go on a plane, I bring a bottle of water. I know they're going to come through, you know, with, offer a Coke. Some flights they offer, you know, you can buy a drink. But I bring a bottle of water because that way there I don't have to wait till they bring it around and I need to drink a lot of water. Sometimes I might bring a coffee. But I'm pretty sure I can hold it and not have to go on another passenger. I don't know. I think for me, if somebody did that to me on a plane, first of all, like, what did he think was going to happen? Did he not think he was going to get in trouble? And if you thought you would get away with it, that means you're now flying from Boston to Dublin with the whole plane smelling like pee. I'm going to guess that Mr. Chirillis was not thinking rationally in this moment. And Delta put out a statement. They said it has zero tolerance for unlawful behavior and will cooperate with law enforcement to that end. They apologize to the customers for the delay in their travel. The passengers who were on that flight had to board a different flight later on in the day. So now everybody's plans got thrown off because of this guy. There might have been people who were flying to Dublin and then getting a connecting flight somewhere else, and they're going to miss that connecting flight because of this guy. Don't be the jerk on the plane. Everybody's just trying to get to where they're going. I'm flying Delta on Wednesday. I hope I don't have that plane, and if I do have that plane, I hope they've scrubbed it down pretty well since then. Just walk in and be like, oh, this was the plane that went to, that was going to Dublin. I doubt it. I'm going to be on a little Airbus. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Very good. First, do you still have a little bit of your cold?
No, but I noticed that my voice was a little bit weak yesterday. I don't know why. It happens on the weekends sometimes.
Yeah, you sound a little different. Yeah. Well, you know, I hope you wear one of those ponchos, those rain coat ponchos. You know, they're pretty cheap. You can buy them in the AutoZone or something.
Looks like the sun's out now.
No, I mean for when you're on the plane.
Oh, in case somebody pees on me?
Yes. Oh, my God. How horrific. You know what? All this craziness. I'm very excited about the concert. I just hope everybody's well-behaved. I'm just panicking because people are really being really stupid. Just plain stupid.
So people will not be well-behaved, but it won't be bad. It'll be just people being wild, having a good time.
Yeah, that's what I want. Will they allow me to carry Mason?
No.
No. Okay. I didn't think so. I figured I'd ask you. But yeah, so I'm excited for that. And so that shooting on Acushnet Avenue, where was that?
Give me a second. Yeah. It was kind of around the corner from where the one happened last weekend. Kind of like behind like Restaurant El Gar from the bars that are over there. It was like behind those. But I'll give you the exact street. Give me a second.
Yeah.
It was at 36 Acushnet Avenue. So it's around the corner from where the one happened last week.
Yeah, Acushnet Avenue, gosh, everything seems to be happening there too much.
Well, one of these shootings was, this one was South End. The one last weekend was South End, but there was an incident of shots fired that was West End. Then there was the other person who was murdered a couple of weeks ago. That was in the near North End. So it's kind of been something that's been happening around the city, not just in one concentrated area.
Yeah. Well, I remember the one, there's been so many. I forgot about the other one down on the South End weeks back. I just remember the one from the feast. And then, yeah, and then Acushnet, I think, a week before that. Yeah, I don't know. Just so many. So, yeah, I was just curious where that was. So I just wanted to also say, I don't know who Lamont is talking to, but he is not talking to me. I don't have anything that he sent me. I don't know if he just did that to get me to call. I don't know. But I don't know who he's talking to because I know he said once before that I was talking to him on YouTube or something, his thing. I don't even know the name of his show. I don't know. I know you told me that he had a thing on YouTube, but I decided not to. And apparently since then, somebody's been talking to
somebody
him.
Somebody is catfishing Lamont, pretending to be Skeddy.
That's right. He truly is getting catfished. And speaking of Las Vegas, my girlfriend sent me a package, a present. Package, and she keeps telling me I have to open it up outdoors, and I'm like saying, why? What is in this that's going to come out of this? There's no live animals in there, but nothing like that, but it's something, and it's not balloons, she said, but I've been trying to open it, but it's been raining, and it's all wet on the balcony. I want, when I do it, I would like to have my friend videotape my reaction.
It might be a glitter bomb. Be careful.
Oh, no. Oh, you know something? Wow. Okay. Heads up on that. Wow. Maybe I'll need a poncho.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. So that's about it. But, Lamont, I don't know who you're talking to, kiddo, but it ain't me.
All right. Well, we'll hold you there. You have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Bye-bye.
And, sorry, Lamont. It sounds like you are being catfished. All right. We got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in 508-996-0500. And again, as I mentioned in the last hour, We have a new contest up for you at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We do still have the Thomas Day Out with Thomas tickets for Edaville. Those are still up there. And you can enter at WBSM.com on the app to win a family four-pack of tickets to go to Day Out with Thomas on September 1st. Want to reiterate, it's only for that date. So if you can't make it on September 1st, don't enter. Unless you know somebody else that'll take the tickets from you, because they're non-transferable. You can't switch off to another date. If there is another date that you'd want to go to Day Out with Thomas, you can buy your tickets at Edaville.com right now. And of course, you can also get your season pass as well at Edaville.com. But these tickets that we're giving away are for September 1st only. But we also have a new contest this week. As last week's contest for Avril Lavigne had a huge number of entrants. Congratulations to all the winners. This week, we're giving away tickets to see Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper at Xfinity Center on Friday, September 6th. And from my understanding, these are pretty good seats, too. So you'll be able to see legendary rocker Alice Cooper performing all of his hits, and Rob Zombie performing not only his solo hits, but also songs he made famous with his band White Zombie. And you know it's going to be a fun time. If you're into that kind of music, you're really going to have a great night out. And you might even see a certain WBSM talk show host there, because I got tickets to that one with my brother. So if you want to enter to win, WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Tim's tickets are brought to you all season long by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, the home of the Rack House Club, where you can not only get special access and a special bottle every month, but also 10% off all your whiskey, bourbon, and rye purchases. And then also the place where they have great tastings all the time. They just had one the other day. Have a chance to try some gin, some single malt whiskey. And you can find out about all of their great events by following them on Facebook and Instagram at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. I've got to take my final break of the hour. We'll be right back. Hey, that's another hour down. We have another hour to go. So phone lines are open, 508-996-0500. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have an update on the woman who left a child in the car in Rhode Island. It's going to be a rain today. We'll have an update on that as well.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.